Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Glorilla, and you're listening to the Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Let's go!
I always say don't be judgmental, but a few days ago over the weekend, I was super judgmental. I was judgy, and I got paid for it. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So I helped judge a professional dance team for the NBA. Automatic provided the music. I was one of the many judges, and my heart ached. My head hurt because I don't like telling people, you're not good enough. Oh. It was so hard.
You're not cut out for the job, Dana.
Oh, I'm not. I wanted to just have everybody be it. Can we just have everybody be a part of the team? I'm the person that's always like, don't get everybody a ribbon. Oh, no. Don't give everybody the trophy. I was ready to just put everybody on the team.
Which come to serve, you want a participation trophy, huh?
I do. These ladies were incredible dancers. Everybody gave it, and men.
I know.
Everybody gave it 100%.
It was very telling of Dana how much she cares, because when everybody left the room and they were deciding who's going to be on the team and who's not, Dana had one nice thing to say about every single person. And they were like, well, no, she's a definite no. And Dana would be like, but
she did blank blank and she did this, that.
And then finally, after a while, the other judges were kind of like, all right, who else, Dana, that's enough from you.
You know how many times I didn't get picked to play on the team, on the basketball team, on the playground? I didn't get picked to play.
Did it give you flashbacks?
It gave me such flashbacks. And I know I wasn't good in basketball, but that's not the point.
My 11-year-old year, I didn't make the All-Star team for baseball. I got robbed. And let me tell you, I know how that feeling of disappointment, of not having your name called. I went to go look at that list, and it wasn't on there. I was like, how? How can I not be on here?
Wait, I thought you were a really good baseball player.
I got robbed.
Yeah.
You sound a little upset still.
Well, I was the leading home run hitter at 11-year-olds, okay?
Why didn't you make it?
I don't know, Dana. Politics, okay? That's what we're going to go with. 11-year-old politics, okay?
It's not what you know, it's who you know.
Exactly.
Especially when it comes to
there was probably some kid that his dad was the coach, and they decided, you know what? He's got another year in Little League. We'll let him make the All-Star team next year.
A lot of corruption happens at Little League baseball.
Oh, Little League and football.
Yes.
The little kids football. Yeah. What is it called? I don't know.
Gavel.
Pop Warner. Yeah. A lot of that. I swear to you, and I'm not even making this up, I used to work for an organization, and some people would pay kids to move to the other side of town to have these kids play. We're talking fourth, fifth, and sixth grade football.
Yeah, that's normal.
They made the team, not like me. They were really good.
Oh my God! So Dana, when you were judging, was there any one girl or any one performer?
There was. There was one that they cut that I was really upset that they cut. I can't believe they cut her. Everybody was good though. That's the thing at that level. And then when you start narrowing it down to like the last 20 or 10 or whatever the case is, you're talking, there's few differences.
They're all professional dancers.
Yes.
Dana, were you more of a Katy Perry type judge or a Simon Cowell?
I was definitely Katy Perry.
Oh, she wasn't even Katy Perry. She's way nicer.
I was nicer than that.
I could tell the other judges were annoyed that she was so nice.
Like, we can't have all of these people on our team.
Like, you know what, Otto, why don't you come be the judge, okay?
It was fun, though. It was a great time, and I got paid to be judgy.
Hey, there it is.
You know what I mean? I'm always saying don't judge unless you're getting a check.
In that aspect, you're going to be a little bit like Joan Rivers, right?
There was no Joan Rivers. Dana was not snappy. She was like, oh, these poor girls, I feel so bad for you.
Joan would have told me to shut up and get out of the room. All right, Anthony A., what do we have for National Day?
Yesterday was Hamburger Day, so we'll keep the barbecue foods going. It's National Chicken Wing Day.
Ooh. Yeah, love me some wings.
Old saying, ain't no thing but a chicken wing. I gotta have chicken wings from the air fryer, though. I'm sorry. Once you go air fryer, you can't go back.
I'm a lemon pepper wing guy.
Lemon pepper is good, Anthony.
I just like the classic, just the hot.
Automatic, I like the classic hot, too. Obviously, we make them together, but I also like to dip them in some barbecue.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say blue cheese. Thank God.
Oh, no!
I'm a blue cheese guy. Blue cheese and ranch. Give me a little bit of both.
I wouldn't even keep blue cheese in the house.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Getting broken up with by somebody who treated you badly and might have called you names and said you're not very pretty and you're not worthy and just put you down is hard. And, you know, this woman had this happen to her and she decided, I want revenge. I'm going to spend a lot of money and get a ton of plastic surgery and look good Did she feel good after, though? Listen to what she has to say.
I spent $17,000 on a glow-up in 1 year. My whole life, I thought I'd be the smart girl, not the pretty girl. But that changed a year and a half ago after I broke up with my boyfriend of 3 years. That's when I realized I want to have it all. I want to be smart, ambitious, talented, and beautiful. So that's how my glow-up journey started. First up, weight loss. In a year, I lost 13 kilograms, all thanks to my luxury gym in Paris and my coaches.
That's 28 pounds for those of us in the United States of America.
Don't know the metric system.
Yes, and then she went on and had a rhinoplasty, and she had her teeth done. Yeah, nose job. Had her teeth done, the veneers, which is thousands of dollars. In the end, it was $17,000. So was it worth it?
And honestly, my life has never been better. That's just a reminder that we can have it all, and we have power over our looks and over how we feel.
100% every single red penny that she spent, or euro, whatever, was worth it. And I agree 100 that our feelings do have to do with the way we look as well. And when somebody puts you down, and I know because I've been there, and says terrible things to you about your body, about your face, or whatever, it can really mess with your whole confidence. And you stop believing that you're worth loving. And we're all society, beauty is in the eye of the beholder and blah, blah, blah. But honey, baby, Botox doesn't sell like it does because we're all happy with ourselves. You know, I get Botox on the regular because I don't want to look a certain way. I want to age gracefully. I want to look as good as I feel.
Well, this girl looks like a whole different person.
She's so beautiful. And she was pretty before. Sure. She was.
I mean, she looks a lot different.
The nose job did a lot.
Yeah,
the
nose job.
And the weight loss.
The nose job,
you
guys.
You think it was the nose
that
more
was
than
a
anything?
Game changer, right? Oh, yeah, the teeth.
She go to at Dana Cortez on Instagram. I am uploading this in the story right now. Some people are writing some ugly things in the comments. I can't believe you'd spend money like that. Like, why would you? That's so shallow.
Well, there's always going to be the people that are going to be like, you should be happy with what God gave you.
Cool.
Well, yeah,
I mean, God did give us plastic surgery. If you're
that's right. God gave men the ability to operate on me.
People use like Bender breakup money for other reasons. Yeah. So I think the fact that she invested it into herself is really good. But I really hope that she helped those insecurities that she had. Because I think this came from a very insecure place if it's post-breakup.
If it hadn't helped her, I don't think she would have posted this. I think she feels like she took this and turned it around and made herself feel good. And now she's telling other people, if you want to do it, do it. Because I have had girlfriends. You know, I've had breast job. I've had lipo. I've had a mini mommy makeover, a mini one, because I didn't have a lot of skin, but I did. And some people are like, well, you're not natural. I don't care what you think. I care what I think. Automatic has told me often, why are you going to do that? Because I want to do it for me, not for you. You're my husband and I love you. And you've been.
I realized I was never going to win that argument.
And you've supported me the entire time.
I hope she did it for the same reason, because I think that's a very good reason that will hold up for the long term of your own mental well-being. Whereas like for me specifically, when I broke up with a girl, I did changes to try to get her attention.
Oh,
and that failed. Like, I remember we broke up and she was still kind of like leading me on and keeping me in the friend
zone.
Don't
you hate that?
I did. And then she was like, well, I always remember she like, I don't like hairy guys and I'm a hairy dude. And so I decided, I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to wax my whole upper torso.
Is that why you were waxing back then?
Yeah, I was waxing. Like, I waxed my whole upper body, dude.
You and Steve Carell.
I went 40-year-old virgin on it, dude. Everything up top. And she still didn't take me back. So then I was just all sad with like looking like a naked
just all
cat.
Sad and smooth.
Yeah, all sad and smooth. Dude, look like a U.S. swimmer, but just chubby. And it was just, yeah. So I hope she didn't do it for that reason. Like, that's,
You know what? Whether she did or she didn't, she looks good.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I've been trying to get DJ Automatic to do a couple things with me on the regular for a long time. Anthony, you've been a witness to this.
Yeah, Dana loves a couple dates.
I love couple dates.
Proposing them. I don't know. Yeah, she loves them every time.
And we just
should do this. We should do that.
Right? Natalie, a.k.a. Nat Boogie. Her boyfriend is cool. His name is Andre. And we hung out with them and Automatic liked him. And they got along. And I was like, oh, this is it. And he said, okay, we can do a play date. He said, I'm cool with it. We can do a play date. I like the guy. So we invited them to the house and we had this wonderful 4-day excursion. We went hiking. We did all these fun things. It was really good. And
we
then
partied. That's what we did.
They partied. I didn't drink. They did. I was the designated driver. And then Automatic almost ran over an old lady.
I was not drinking at that point.
He was not drinking.
Let's separate those two. Okay?
Completely sober.
Yeah,
he almost
this is in the morning
ran
time.
Over.
I didn't know you're going
older
here
person,
with this. Okay,
an elderly
let me
woman.
Explain the situation.
Go ahead, explain it automatically.
We're at the hotel. I'm backing out of the because the little thing that goes the check you out part.
The parking
garage thing. I don't know what it's called. The arm is broken. And mm-hmm. so I have to get out of the car, go upstairs, and say, hey, guys, I can't get out of the garage
right.
because the arm's broken. I come back down, and there's a line behind me now.
Okay, and at this point, I know you are no longer a kind, nice, you're a little worked
up. Oh, I'm in full, you already know how
full
I am.
Full stomping around mode.
Oh, yeah. You should have seen the line for me just to tell them that the garage is broken. I come back down, and I see this line. It makes me even more nervous, and I'm trying to get back up so I can get out and go around the other way. I did not see this older woman behind me.
Everybody else did.
Okay, she's like 90 and she's bent over.
Everybody else saw her.
Well, I didn't see her. And Andre, luckily looking out for me, was like, yo, you're about to hit this old woman.
But he shifts it into reverse like quick. And Andre's like, yo. And then me and Natalie are like, sir, calm down. And then Otto's like, well, she's bent over the whole time. We're going home. Then he hits a curb. So that's another thing he did. Then he ripped the front end of my car off. So we had to have that fixed. This is all in the span of 3 days.
And
all of this.
None of this while drinking. Let's make
it. None of it. All sober. We don't drink and drive.
It's not my best driving display for the other couple.
No, it's a regular driving display. This is what I have to put up with.
Okay. The backing up thing over the old lady, that was not my fault because she walked behind the car.
Does your car have cameras on it?
It does. And I saw her. That's why I knew she was bent over because I saw her little head.
If you see the head, then stop.
I didn't think it was a person.
It was just a floating head.
Yeah. It was. If you saw the way she was walking, she was 90. She was like almost like bent completely over.
Why are you making excuses?
Because the only thing that really was my fault was ripping off the front bumper.
Not hitting the curb, turning into the house. Not hitting my wheel.
Okay, when I was pulling in to that parking space, I thought that the curb was low enough to where I could fit the front end over the top.
You see how fun this is? You see how much I'd never want to go a couple days with you guys? Because we're just arguing about parking. This is great. Look at this. I'm envious of Natalie and Emma's. I had a great time.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Cutest what story ever. There's a thief in a neighborhood that has become famous. His name is Leonardo da Vinci. He's a cat. And he is stealing everything from socks to cashmere sweaters to his latest. He's stealing drawers, men and women. He does not discriminate. He's got so many clothes now that the owners are having to call neighbors and say, we might have your things. They don't even know how he's getting them. Is he going into windows? Is he finding them at laundromats? Is he finding stuff hanging?
Like on a laundry line or something?
Like a laundry line, yeah. My nanny used to hang stuff outside. And the cat, I'm talking pants, shoes, socks, underwear.
Like high-end stuff too, right?
Yeah, look at the picture. Yeah,
there, I'm going to post it at Dana Cortez on Instagram. There's a $181 cashmere sweater.
This cat's got expensive taste.
That Leonardo da Vinci stole. Yeah, and pets are known to bring you things. Like, our dogs used to...
I wish our dogs would bring us $180 cashmere sweaters.
Too. Our dogs have brought us
dead birds.
Birds, opossums, porcupines, things like that. Never money or anything of value.
Nah, nothing like that. This is a real cat burglary.
It is. It's a real cat burglary. So the owner said, like I said, they've started a whole Facebook page of, is this your item?
Oh, no.
They have like 200 people in the neighborhood.
Not only on Facebook can you find out if your person is cheating on you, now you can find your clothes from
is this your cat person? Stealing Pets are fun, but you got to admit, pets are a lot. I mean, I have to clean up after my cat's litter box. Do you understand what I'm talking about here?
Yeah, of course.
They are in charge of us. We think we're in charge, but we're really not. Leave it to Automatic to just wander around the neighborhood. We're walking our dogs with both hands full of, you know what I'm saying, right?
No.
When you have to pick up after your pet.
Oh, okay. All right.
Poo.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
Where are you going with this?
Dogs are in charge. Nowhere. I'm just talking about animals. What are you going to do?
That has no payoff there? You just want to tell everybody that I was walking around with?
Yes. Even the trash guy felt sorry for you.
In other words, I'm the butt of the joke.
You're the butt of the dog's joke. That's for sure.
No, well, we all are. I get what you're going with that, Dana. Because, yeah, that is a funny thing that, like, somehow in this evolutionary process that we are on top of the food chain. But yet, we have to walk around and pick up the, you know, the remains.
The remains. And what are they going to do with this cat? Nothing. Well, how are they going to stop it? Keep it indoors?
Well, how are you going to stop something that got 9 lives? That's crazy.
I just don't understand how they're going to stop the cat from stealing. It just is what it is. He's going to keep doing whatever he wants to do.
Put him in kitty jail. My mom did that with our dog one time.
What?
Our dog kept going to the bathroom in the house, and she put him in the pound, and guess what? He never went in the house again after that.
Wait a minute. She took him to the pound?
She took him to the pound, and then, of course, all of us freaked out. And we're like, Mom, we're not giving him to the pound.
Did you cry?
Of course we did. So we talked her into going, getting the dog, brought him home. Never went in the house ever again.
And maybe that's what Leonardo da Vinci needs. He's scared straight.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, if you're confused about President Trump saying he wants to sue Beyonce, we want to break it down for you right now. But first, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
Quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, Dak Prescott, celebrating his birthday. Okay. And we'll wrap it up right there.
Could we celebrate with a ring, sir?
Ain't gonna happen.
You know, automatic. I didn't ask any commentary from the peanut gallery. Okay. All right. So we're gonna move on. President Trump is calling to prosecute Beyonce based on an $11 million payment he claims that the former Vice President Kamala Harris made to Beyonce. That is factually untrue. She did perform, and the production team received $165,000 payment. I'm assuming for the band and the lights and everything else.
Well, just to have them show up.
Yeah, just having to show up. And then she did speak, I guess, at one of the or a couple of her rallies, and she didn't charge anything for that. Here's what I want to say. I've seen Trump have many people at his events, Scott Baio and Kid Rock and some other people. And
the
then
late
I've
Hulk
seen
Hogan.
Yeah, Hulk Hogan, the late Hulk Hogan. Whoever the celebrities co-signed on, Bad Bunny co-signed on former Vice President Kamala Harris, I don't think it really sways people.
I think at one point it used to, but at this point,
I don't think it ever did, even at one point. I really don't, DJ Automatic. I commend these artists for speaking their minds, for having a stand, whichever way it may be. But for me, it's not going to make me vote one way or the other. I'm going to read about the policy. I want to know what's going to work for me and my community and move forward. Whatever they sing about, do about, rap about, that's on them.
I'm pretty easy to sway. It would probably get me.
You think so?
You're like, well, Beyonce said it's okay.
Can I get some free tickets to Beyonce? Speaking of which, she brought out Jay-Z in Vegas. It's been a couple of days now. She had Destiny's Child reunion in Vegas. I think that they're going to do a Destiny's Child residency in Las Vegas. That's my guess. Why
I think
else
that's
they
a
get
really
together?
Good guess because Beyonce is a mom now and she probably hates being on the road on a world tour constantly. This way she can work with her friends again, be in one place.
The first person to do that was, I mean, it's not the first person. We're going to go back to the Rat Pack. I mean, they did a long time ago. But the first, I guess, person of now was Celine Dion.
And she made a bunch of money and sold out a lot of shows for a very long time.
I think she made over $500 million or something crazy.
Sounds
like that.
A perfect match for where they're both at. Vegas is having like a really big downfall right now. So they need Beyonce. And Beyonce sounds like she needs a permanent residency right
Wait,
now.
Wait, Anthony, why are you talking about Vegas having a downfall? Were you there recently? Or you
I've had a lot of friends
people?
Go and just Man. People who work in different industries. And
it's
yeah,
just slow.
It's just slower than it's usually been the past couple of years. I've been regularly going doing comedy shows there for the past 4 years, and this year's really been like a drop off in tourist attractions.
So we'll be there next month covering the Canelo fight. I'm actually just going along with DJ Automatic so he can take me to one of the shows. Would you be interested in a Destiny's Child residency in Vegas? Would you pull up?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, so we have to talk about this. Gwyneth Paltrow, the ex-wife of Chris Martin, lead singer of Coldplay, was hired by the company Astronomer. So let's take you back in time. Astronomer CEO Andy Byron is at a Coldplay concert, hugging up on a woman that's not his wife, Kristen Cabot. In fact, she's the head of HR of Astronomer. And then Chris Martin sees them on the big Jumbotron and says this.
Oh, look at these two. All right, come on. You're okay? Oh, what? Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
And of course, the world saw them, and he since resigned. She just resigned last week. So what does Astronomer do, the company? They hire Chris Martin's ex-wife,
genius,
Gwyneth Paltrow, to be their new spokesperson. Now, my thing is, I want to know immediately, is she going to address the cheating scandal? Here's part of her commercial.
Thank you for your interest in Astronomer. Hi, I'm Gwyneth Paltrow. I've been hired on a very temporary basis to speak on behalf of the 300-plus employees at Astronomer. Astronomer has gotten a lot of questions over the last few days, and they wanted me to answer the most common ones.
Number one question, Gwyneth, why were these two cheating? Does she answer it?
Yes. Astronomer is the best place to run Apache Airflow, unifying the experience of running data, ML, and AI pipelines at scale. We've been thrilled so many people have a newfound interest in data workflow automation. As for the other questions we've received.
So obviously now she's going to address the cheating, right? Because that's the number one question everybody has.
Yes, there is still room available at our Beyond Analytics event in September. We will now be returning to what we do best, delivering game-changing results for our customers. Thank you for your interest in Astronomer.
I still have no idea what Astronomer does, right? I still don't, and she never addresses the main question. What?
Something to do with some kind of workflow.
I don't know. AI, and it's obviously some type of...
They canoodle each other is what they do.
Obviously. I don't know what they do. She never answered the question, but I watched the whole thing. We all listened to the whole thing.
Oh, this is genius. They're going to be studying this in PR classes for years. This will be a case study of how to handle a real crisis.
It's a new class available at Harvard right now.
But didn't Gwyneth Paltrow cheat as well?
So, Anthony, you are bringing up some stuff. So allegedly, there's a new book out that claims Gwyneth Paltrow had an affair when she was married to Chris Martin with Ben Affleck. She had an affair with Ben Affleck. And
they should bring him back now.
That's
the astronomer.
Yeah, the CEO should bring Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck to do some type of rebuttal.
I mean, he's a billionaire. He can afford something.
Well, knowing now that Chris Martin got cheated on, that makes...
We don't know. This is all allegations.
All right,
that's when the whole uncoupling happened. Do you remember when they released a statement and that whole word, the uncoupling thing, went down? Now, these are all alleged... things. I don't know. Does Gwyneth Paltrow seem like a cheater to you?
Yes, dude. She has the audacity to make a smelling candle. So, yeah, she does seem like a cheater
to me. She did make a candle that smells like her hoo-ha.
Yeah.
That's true.
So, yeah,
somebody's interested in
Gwyneth
Paltrow.
I can't put much past her after that.
And it also, to me, explain why Chris Martin is being such a lame about the whole thing and why he outed my man in the first place.
He didn't mean to out anybody.
He broke guy code. Come on, bro. You know what that is. Any guy
That was not a guy code.
Yes, it was.
It
guy
happens.
Code.
You wouldn't have done that. That was a funny opportunity.
Hell no.
Put that out, that camera on somebody, and you're up there with the microphone, you're going to say the exact same thing.
I've been screenshot. I don't like that. It sucks, dude. I would have never done that to that guy.
That wasn't a screenshot. That was like a screen takedown. That was a takedown. Can anybody explain to me what Astronomer does? I'm still trying to figure it out. I don't quite understand.
Data workflow.
And we finally figured out who's behind this. Ryan Reynolds owns Maximum Effort. That is the ad agency Astronomer hired to do this.
Of course he does. It's so snarky to have her do it.
It
and then
is.
The way she answered it. Yeah, that is 100% Ryan Reynolds flow right
Makes
there.
Makes perfect sense. The Dana Cortez Show podcast.